You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bage, host of The Entrepreneurs. Tomer Botner is the founder of Florentine Kitchen Knives, the Barcelona-based company he runs with his wife, Noam Blumenthal. Launched back in 2012, the brand is named for the Florentine area in Tel Aviv, where Tomer was living at the time. He was studying industrial design back then and knew he wanted to graduate with a product he could take to market. But it wasn't so easy. He actually failed his thesis the first time around, but redoubled his efforts, and it's here where he dedicated his focus on crafting top-quality kitchen knives. His final project piece was given the serial number 1. A successful crowdfunding campaign allowed Florentine to make the first 100 knives, and a few years after launch, Tomer and Noam relocated from Israel to Spain, where the open borders of the European Union made business much easier. Noam actually ran her own fashion house, Note, which was also moved to Barcelona, but later closed so the couple could focus on Florentine. From their studio in Barcelona, which also includes a retail shop, the company makes bespoke chef's knives to order, along with paring and dinner knives. The bold, colorful, and totally custom designs have become popular with hobbyists and top chefs around the world, made from Swedish stainless steel or German carbon steel. Recently, I sat down with Tomer at Midori House to hear the story of Florentine kitchen knives.
Yeah, it did start with a failure. Basically, I failed my fourth year in design school, and I was a very artistic kind of student. Well, I was doing well, but then it was complete shock for me to fail. I made a very conscious decision to come out of school with a project that is a product, really. Like, no one would hire me. I don't have any skills to fit in the Israeli job market, at least, so I had to make something of my own. And I was working in kitchens for about a decade, paying for my schools. And I studied university before, and then I started industrial design. So I was very close to cooking and food. And basically, I picked a room in the house. It was a kitchen. And then I picked a product in that room. It was a knife, and just went at it like every day, all day. It came out just the way I planned it, basically. I picked the knife just because it's the most, you know, used tool in the kitchen and most important tool, some would say. It's also one of them, like, our first tool as a society, basically. It's one of the most ancient tools. And then you come at this product and, like, what can I do that's different? Like, how can I make a difference in something that's been around forever? And I studied it. My thought was that I could control the weight and balance of each knife and customize it exactly to the person that's having it. And this is how it started. And then I combined it, thinking about a very local product that I could make. Now, Israel doesn't have any heritage or history of knife making. And I was trying to use different makers and different suppliers and makers in the neighborhood where I was living, which is Florentine, and to create something like a new product, basically, out of these things. Basically, the design is the form follows the function. The way that we stack our knives with discs, the handles, allows us to control the balance and weight depending on what material we put where. This was the beginning of it. And it became a very visual, like the visual possibilities became immense, like it's endless, basically. Mm. And just a combination of colors and materials. And I think it became something with a very local visual design, local appearance, that really fits this part of the city. Me personally, being also a mixed heritage person, and Israel as a whole, I would say that what leads the design is really like it's a Middle Eastern design, but it's Middle Eastern, but it's also somewhere between East and West, not just in the literal sense of where it is. What brought me to this was a very cerebral thing. But I kind of fell in love with the process and the possibilities and opportunities. The kind of knife making we do is called stock removal. It means that we buy sheets of steel from a supplier. We laser cut them to the shape that we designed, and basically heat treat them, grind the blades, and then do finishing work on them. Basically, finish the appearance of the surface, the geometry of the blade itself, which affects the way it cuts and performs. And then we assemble handles on them using the same, mostly we do some other types of knife, but mostly we do these stack knives that we basically cut out discs of Now we use brass, we use micarta, which is a composite material, and we use leather. We stack the handles according to what our customers request, because they can customize each knife. We don't create stock. We make everything per order. And that's it. Just basically closing the handle and with a pommel in the end and a lot of hand sanding, and you have a knife. The business went through a very big change this last past year. So it used to be that I was the designer, and I would design this thing and I would prototype them, and then I would go and find people that would manufacture it for me. So we used to work in batches. We made a few batches, like a batch a year, and then learning from this completely changed the design, or not completely, but according to our guidelines. We try to improve the product every year, and we still do that. We still change the models every year. But then I realized that to be able to get to the kind of quality I want and to have this complete control over how the product comes out and looks and functions, and also to be more flexible with my clients and be able to serve small restaurants or individual needs, I want to open my own factory, basically my own workshop. We sold a piece of the company to an investor, and we hired the services of gymnasium design office. Ron is here outside. We basically designed shop and workshop together and started making everything in-house, and really completely changed the business in the way that we used to make a batch and sell whatever we had throughout the year, and now we make everything to order, and we find it to be, it's an amazing change for us. To have a home, we're a product-based company, we have a physical product, we make something for you that's good chance, it's unique, like no one has something like that, because we have so many variables in our product that we can really customize it to you. And obviously, since it's handmade, everything is a little bit different, but our thing is always, we pursue perfection. So my dream is to make every knife perfect, but I'm always chasing it. And it is about quality, but it's also about, I mean, it comes down to a price point, right? So I have to set to myself how much time I can invest in each product that I make, and that affects the price I end up selling it to the client. We can make knives that will be 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, whatever euros, but our choice is to make knives that actual cooks can buy, and this is where we want to be. So we buy the best materials we can afford, and we invest as much time as we can afford to be able to sell it at a certain price, and that's kind of our niche between the real one-off products. And most of my time is invested in perfecting our system. Since we usually change the model every year, we have to remake the system a little bit. If we have a really, really good system going, we can spend less time but get to the same perfect result every time. And that's why I invest in the design process and in the before the manufacturing. And then the manufacturing is basically just following the system that you set for yourself. We don't offer a lot of models. We do a chef knife, a paring knife, table knives, and sometimes we do bread knives or slicers. And each of these knives comes in two ways of handle assembly. So this normal, what we call scaled knife, which means that there's two scales of material attached to the two sides of the tang of the blade. And the stack knife, which is kind of our trademark knife, which is a full hidden tang and on which we stack the disc. So you pick the type of knife, you pick the type of handle you want, and you pick the type of steel you want. We offer carbon steel and stainless steel at this time, and we offer a couple types of carbon, and pick the type of finish you want on your blade, followed by picking the materials and colors you want on the handle. And we offer about 8 different colors right now, let's say, for the stack knife, and you can pick one of them or all of them, doesn't matter. The website will show you how it's going to look like. So you can pick a random assembly or a pattern, and it will show you both these options. It's me or Noah, my wife, we answer every email that comes into the shop. personally. So it's always, it could be a discussion, like, I just ordered this, but I want it to be just one red stripe on the handle. It's fine, we do it a lot. And that's it, we get our printout of that, and we get to making the knife as soon as we get to it on the list. At this point, it's about 3 months wait for your knife. And yeah, we always push, we hope to make it as shorter, but we also want to get you the product that we want to, like, we're proud to send out. We are in sort of an aquarium, so the workshop is all glass walls around it. When you walk into the shop, and you can see everyone working while you're shopping, basically. We really like this idea, and people really enjoy it, and they ask a lot of questions, and we give tours, and we try to let people see really how their knives are being made. And we don't think we'll go into other kitchen implements at this time, definitely focusing on cutlery and kitchen knives. But my dream, I think my bigger dream, is to open one of these in a few culinary cities around the world, and basically have each little manufacturing workshop be an independent unit that designs according to where it is and uses the materials that are available in that region and so on.
Thank you very much to Tomer Botner for coming in to share the story of Florentine kitchen knives. Thank you as well to Kieran Matthew Banerjee, who mixed and edited this show, and to our researcher, Rory Gooderick. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.